Many Mepharshim, including the Rambam and the Vilna Gaon, write in their Pirushim to Pirkei Avos on Perikei Mishnah Dalet that although 9 of the 10 Makos in Mitzrayim didn't affect the Jews in any way, the third Makah, Kinim, not only afflicted the Egyptians, but also infested the land of Goshen, where the Jews were living. However, the lice didn't cause the Jews any harm, as it did to the Egyptians. And the question we have to ask is why. What is unique about the Makah of Kinim, in contrast to the other Makos, that it spread into Goshen? Says Rav Chaim Kanievsky in his Sefer on Chumash, Time in the Krah, on page Ein Gimel, in Dibar Maschal Kasav Agra, that the reason for this peculiarity was that in the first two plagues, Paro's magicians were able to duplicate the actual plague. As such, the only proof that Moshe and Aaron's Makos were caused by Hashem, and not through Kishuf, through sorcery, was the fact that they miraculously stopped at the borders of the Jewish land of Goshen. However, when it came to the Makah of Kinim, Paro's magicians were unable to copy the Makah, and they freely admitted that it must have been performed by Hashem. And therefore, there was no need for the additional miracle of preventing the lice from entering the land of Goshen.